And now, young Widder Brown. Dr. Anthony Loring has discovered what effect the reading of Louise Simpson's diary has had on his fiancée, Ellen Brown. For Ellen refused to call him after seeing for herself what Louise wrote about her relationship with Anthony in Chicago and what Louise's companionship evidently meant to him. And seeking understanding for the hurt she feels, Ellen has asked her good friend Noreen Temple to read some of Louise's impassioned entries in the little book. And now Noreen is saying,
Ellen, I am dumbfounded. I'm letting you read Louise Simpson's diary, Noreen, because she seems to want people to read it. Of course, I always thought diaries were one's most secret thoughts.
Louise wants to share these thoughts with you, Ellen, wants to wreck your engagement to Anthony Loring with them. Are you going to let her?
Noreen, it's so easy to be defiant about something like this. So easy to be overbrave.
You can't be overbrave, Ellen.
I think you can. I think you can be too tolerant, too forgiving.
And you feel you have something to forgive?
Don't you think I have, Noreen? Anthony swore to me that there never was anything between him and Louise. For you've read most of that diary, and you know as well as I do, she couldn't have made all that up.
I think she could, Ellen.
Noreen, don't try to make it easier for me.
All I'm trying to do is show you that Louise could have made Anthony a dream hero.
You don't do that without encouragement, Noreen. No girl would write so passionately of someone who didn't encourage her.
No normal girl. And just how normal do you think Louise is? Personally, I'd say she's far from normal.
Noreen, that doesn't change the basic problem.
All right, Ellen, what is the basic problem?
Just this. That Anthony meant a great deal to Louise. That she still loves him enough to fight for him.
In a very nasty way. Honestly, Ellen, throwing her diary at you for proof of what went on.
Noreen, the point is that Anthony said there was nothing between them. That is a lie, obviously. There must have been something to make Louise so slavishly devoted to him.
He didn't love her. If he did, that'd be the only reason for you to quarrel with Anthony, Ellen.
You don't understand, Noreen. How could I ever feel really secure with Anthony again after this? The answer is that I can't.
No, maybe not. If you believe any of it's true. Personally, I'd believe Anthony before I'd believe Louise Simpson, and I'm very much surprised that you don't.
Don't you think I want to say Louise is being untruthful, that she's neurotic and unbalanced? But that's the easy way. And when you take the easy way, you never come out right. Never.
And that can be preposterous, too. Ellen, the important thing now is for you to decide what you're going to do. If you believe all this, does that mean you'll present Anthony to Louise on a silver platter?
What else can I do, Noreen?
What are you going to do with the diary and the letters?
Give them back to Louise, I guess. Let her know I've read them. Let her know the field is open, that Anthony is available.
You're going to break your engagement?
I don't know.
Oh, Ellen, honestly, I always thought that nothing of this kind could hurt you and Anthony, and here you're letting it destroy everything.
I can't help it this time, Noreen.
I think you're taking it much too seriously.
Noreen, can I do anything else?
All right, take it seriously, but interpret it as it deserves, for heaven's sake.
Noreen, don't make it seem as though I were making a mountain out of a molehill. Read the bit in the diary about the boarding house. Here, I'll find it for you. Louise has written down what Anthony said to her. Listen, Noreen.
You have just left me, Anthony, but your voice is still in my ears, and of course forever in my heart.
You see, Noreen?
Oh, she read that somewhere. Louise isn't smart enough to write like that.
No. Well, listen to this.
I watched you stride down the street back to the hospital, and I wonder if you knew how my heart beat so fast when you held my hand, when you put your arm around me. Oh, I've never been so happy as when we sat on the front steps tonight and you talked. Anthony, you will be a great man. You have great ideas.
She had the great ideas, Ellen. Honestly, she was after Anthony with a butterfly net.
There's more, Noreen.
Anthony, when you ask me to be your wife, I shall dedicate myself to you, as you have dedicated yourself to your work. Oh, my darling, I will be a very good wife.
Well, Noreen, you know, it's manners to wait until you're asked before you let a man know how good a wife you'll be to him. Now, Ellen, I am going to get mighty cross with you if you keep on like this. You keep on being hysterical.
Noreen, I'm not hysterical. I am utterly calm. I have to be. I've been too hurt, too shattered by this. I can only say, well, this is it. Now I'll let things happen as they will. Because for a little while, the end of the world, my world, has come.
Meanwhile, knowing that Noreen Temple is with Ellen talking over Louisa's diary, Anthony has returned to the Simpson house, where Louisa's delight at seeing him is not abated at all by his cold, stern manner, as he says.
Louise, what was in the diary? What lies, what rubbish did you write that Ellen could read it and refuse to talk to me about it?
Oh, darling, has Ellen really read my diary, all of it?
Louise, what manner of person are you to do a thing like this? Why in the world do you want to destroy the happiness of two people who have only wished you well?
You never wished me well, Anthony, really. Or you wouldn't have encouraged my marriage with Alex Simpson. I told you before, this is a very sweet kind of revenge. And besides that, I think I can still get you to marry me now that Alex is dead.
Louise, you are nearly as psychotic as Christopher is.
Don't bring my brother-in-law into this.
Ellen doesn't want to talk to me about your diary. That means you've put lies in there which she believes. Now, Louise, somehow I'm going to force you to refute those lies.
How do you propose to do that?
I'll find a way.
Don't treat me as though I was some kind of a monster. I'm not. I'm a very ordinary person in love with you. That's all.
Oh, please, that's just preposterous, Louise.
But it isn't, Anthony. Because I think at heart you're a realist. Don't forget that now I control the Simpson money. And with that behind you, Help Center Hospital could mean very great things. Very wonderful things to us both.
I'm not going to stay to listen to this, Louise. I merely have this to say. If you don't apologize to Ellen for subjecting her to the humiliation of reading neurotic lies about you and me, I quit Health Center Hospital. And I put an article in the newspaper giving my reasons.
Darling, what could you say?
I'm not sure, but I have a good title for my article.
What?
Potiphar's Wife. Do you know your Bible? Because my coat of many colors is Health Center Hospital. And when I leave it in your hands.
How dare you? How dare you?
I'm a very daring person, Louise.
Louise?
That's your brother-in-law calling you. He seems to be outdoors.
That's a dreadful thing you've said to me, Anthony. A dreadful thing.
Louise, I can't make the steps with these crutches. Will you help me?
Christopher needs help. I'll go.
He's evidently come through the garden.
I'm here, Christopher. Can I help you?
Oh, Anthony, yes, thank you. I sent Madeline along without asking her to help me.
Well, here we are. Thank you.
You had quite a day in the country, Christopher. You and Madeline Harper have been gone all day.
Aren't you pleased, Louise? You had a chance to see how it would be when you were completely alone.
I missed you a little.
A very little, I imagine.
I'll say goodnight, Louise.
Must you, Anthony?
Definitely. And regarding that other matter, I'm very serious about it.
And I shall think about it, Anthony.
Anything more I can do for you, Christopher?
Nothing, Anthony. Thanks.
Good night.
Good night, Anthony.
Sit down, Christopher. You must be tired standing there like that.
I've been sitting down all day in the car.
Yes, of course. Howard Kent, even sweet of your fiancée to take you for a little trip.
Madeline is coming here to live tomorrow, Louise.
Is she now?
Yes.
Well, what fun it will be.
Having her here?
No. Forbidding her the house. I don't want Madeline Harper living here any more than I want you here, Christopher. She can't come. She has no right to come.
I think she'll come, Louise. And I think she'll stay. Good night.
Christopher, wait a minute.
No. We haven't anything to say to one another, Louise. I'm going upstairs.
You'll need help.
No, those outside steps are different. I can get up and down these stairs rather well. Good night, Louise.
Louise is unaware as she watches her crippled brother-in-law, Christopher, make his way upstairs that he married Madeline Harper today. How will Louise treat Anthony's challenge regarding the harm she has done him and young Widder Brown?